Penguin Random House Audio presents Turbo 23, a Stephanie Plum novel by Janet Ivanovich, read for you by Lorelei King. Chapter 1. Larry Virgil is a lanky, grease-stained guy in his 40s. He lives alone in the back room of his auto body shop on Baker Street in North Trenton, and he hasn't cut his hair in at least 10 years. For all I know, that was also the last time he washed it. He has a reputation for drinking too much and abusing women, and he has a hot dog with testicles tattooed on his forehead. I suppose it might be a penis, but it's not a very good tattoo, and I prefer to think it's a hot dog. None of this would be any of my business, but a couple months ago, Trenton's finest caught Virgil hijacking an 18-wheeler filled with cases of premium bourbon. Virgil was arrested and subsequently bonded out by my bail bondsman cousin and employer, Vincent Plum. Virgil failed to appear for his court appearance a week ago, and Vinny isn't happy. If Virgil isn't brought back into the system in a timely fashion, Vinny will lose his bond money. My name is Stephanie Plum. I'm a college graduate with virtually no marketable skills, so for the past several years I've been tracking down Vinny's skips. What I lack in expertise, I make up for with desperation and tenacity, because I only get paid when I catch someone. It was 10 o'clock at night in mid-September, and cool enough for me to need a sweatshirt over my t-shirt. I was currently pulling surveillance on Virgil's three-bay garage, hoping to catch him entering or exiting. I was with my wheelman, Lula. We'd been sitting across from the garage for over 2 hours, and my eyes were crossing out of boredom.
This isn't going anywhere.